releasing some 33 new products between 2010 and 2015. So we're about two-thirds of the way through. There's a lot of new introductions coming this year. Probably the biggest is Preaxor, a brand new fungicide to help soybean growers push their yields even further.
When we talk about this innovation, how important is it to marry that this new technology and get it into a grower's hands to see what it can do for them?
Oh, it's critical, and it's actually a very important part of our development process now. We want to have farmers use this technology as soon as possible. We learn a tremendous amount when farmers actually take it onto their farm and actually apply it in their production system. And we use that now as a key element of our introduction timeline.
Let's talk about that timeline. Yep. What does it take to get from conception into use on the farm?
It takes a lot of time and money. Basically, we start off with about 140,000 possible leads. And out of that, one active ingredient is actually used and then ultimately developed into the marketplace. So it's a numbers game to some extent. That then goes through all the regulatory approvals, our development approach throughout the world. And on average, it takes somewhere between 8 and 10 years in time to actually discover that active ingredient and then finally see it released on the marketplace. So it's significant. On average, costs about $276 million to do that.
As we talk about Preaxor is one of the big things you have coming in down in the pipeline or for release, what are some of the other things that are building that you guys are excited about and agriculture can be excited about when it comes to the table?
Well, I think we all could be excited about agriculture at the moment. It's a great industry to be a part of. The prospects for growth long term are significant, and we're just very optimistic about the future for agriculture and that the need for new technology and innovation is going to be high. If I bring that back to a nearer term situation, probably the next big release from BASF will be Ingenia, a new dicamba formulation that will help growers manage tough to control weeds within the dicamba tolerant soybean cropping system.
Anything else?
No, we're very excited to be here. We also heard some great stories from growers here the last day or so as well, from Kip Cullors and Randy Dowdy, that are just great examples of how growers really are taking this technology and doing some pretty amazing things with it. And I think it inspires us to do more.